Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. And just listening to that piece about how to be seen, seeing each other. I also do vibrant matchmaking and the whole field of exploring vibrancy. But what I love is that it's all connected. You know, when you start to explore one thing, you see, as an example, you see the seeing thing. You start when, you know, like someone said to me recently, she told me her whole life, she did all these academic things. She got a medical degree. She got, she went to university. She said, but no one ever saw her, right? No one ever seeing, right? Seeing beyond someone's script. Who is that person? How do they breathe? How do they move? How does their system function in a more optimal, creative way? And Ariel Bonberg's with us, our New York area producer, homeopath. He listens to people deeply, and then he gives them a non-toxic remedy, a minute dose of the poison. So imagine in your life if you understood that when things are challenging you, that you know, what you perceive to be the poison, if we take in a minimal way, if we could see it and sense it, it contributes to us before we get all aggravated about it, right? So part of vibrant living is to be in touch with that vibrancy and that to bring this in our lives and to bring it in at the deepest level. So on today's format, I wanted to explore, because we work with people who want to convey their vibrant message in their body, in their being, and really own the stage, right? Really own the stage with no script and no rehearsal. And then also to be a vibrant speaker, to be able to vibrate that message. You're around people and they vibrate the message. I want to send my love to Patty and all the wonderful people that each day explore something that opens up a whole new world for myself, because it's really a relational thing. It's really a relational thing. We need each other in the most wonderful way. So to the degree we could receive and let our seeing become bigger together. So I want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome, let's see, Lisa LaRose. Are you there, Lisa? Okay, she's on the way. We've got Lisa LaRose. Do we have Nate on yet? Nate?
I am on. Nate.
I'm oh, my on. God, you're on. Okay, cool. Welcome. Welcome. I want to introduce you to...
Thank you.
You are there.
Pleasure
you
to be
there.
On.
Yeah, pleasure. You know, I want to say you fit into a few different... They're not categories. They're just... they're vibrant points of connection. I really appreciate you as an infinite collaborator. I appreciate how my life has become bigger and more just magnificent meeting you. I really appreciate your spark and what you contribute. You're like, you know, there's more oxygen in the room when you're there. So I appreciate you a lot. And I want to make sure I'm pronouncing the wonderful center that you work with and energize and do, you know, and put together these one. Is it Menlo? Or Menla.
Got it. Yeah, Menla.
Menla. Yeah, Menla. Okay. All
right. Yeah, Menla. Menla Retreat Center out in Phoenicia, New York. And okay. Just take a step back. It goes both ways. You know, I think two people can put four times the amount of oxygen and vibrancy in the room when those two sparks meet. So it goes both ways. I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, no, me too. I, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, I was in a situation once where, or someone just said to me recently, she said, well, she said, if so-and-so got you, you know, it would, things would open up to another level. And I realized that, you know, I've had this experience, like sometimes, you know, people, they see you and it's like, they just allow you, they allow you to go beyond your script, to go beyond what you're used to. And, I love, you know, I guess I see that very much with you and your life mission. Our last program about you kind of has, you know, getting your credentials and being a financial planner and that financial, in that financial world, and listen, and getting a sense that you're listening to this deeper song, this deeper, vibrant song. Because my dream here is to really have people, I call them vibrant speakers, vibrant hosts, vibrant writers. But the idea is that on this whole network, which we're opening up and building, is to have people that really want, not just want to come with the message that they already have a sense of, but to blossom it and to speak from that vital sensation, that vibrant sensation that's there. And to have a one-of-a-kind platform to reach out to our wonderful partners, the Om Times Radio Network, and to do our next retreat, one of our big retreats at Menlo, to do our vibrant speaking retreat there, and to get people together to listen vibrantly to each other and to bring their speaking and their presenting to this next level, which happens. It's the principle of what, you know, I call it vibrant masterminding. But it's something that we get together, that we discover, and we sort of invoke and summon something different because we're listening in a different sort of way. The first time that happened to me is when I was 19, I worked temporary jobs because my parents would say, get more jobs. It was like one of the mantras at the house. I realized no one ever said to me, if you could see the spark in the light in someone's eyes, that's relevant, that's profound. If you can feel someone's breath, they kind of will get a job. So most of the messages kind of came from some survival, a big survival. And I was doing these temporary jobs, and Ann Green was the coordinator at the office. And she called me one morning. She says, okay, I'm sending you out to put styrofoam squares in cinder blocks. And she said, Glenn, I really would like you to teach seminars though. And she kept saying that she drove to see me. And it was really through Ann seeing this. And there was another period of my life kind of right around then. I was working at a retreat center in the Catskills. How's that? A retreat center in the Catskills. All right. You're not going to forget this name. I was working at Fanny Schaefer's Vegetarian Farm. And I went there. And people came from Florida and they're in their 80s and 90s. And I gave a talk to them. The healing lessons, what did I learn from the work of Dr. Norman Walker, the guy who started juicing? And I summarized this, what I got from one of his books called Become Younger. And here I am, it's like it was so humbling because, you know, they're kind of living and resonating this wonderful energy, and they're in their 90s and 80s, and there's some people over 100. Now, as I left that day, I knew I was leaving because all the people working there were big-time partiers. But as I left, I felt a sense that there was something for my body and being to share, to communicate, that was sort of beyond me and inspired me, opened up a new path in me and beyond me. And this one of the men, one of the people that I lectured to, I talked to, he came up and put $10 in my pocket, and he said, he was kind of like, I could feel, like it was almost like he tagged me on this level, like I feel my aura expand. He's like, keep talking, keep emanating this. Now, and you know what I mean? Like, Kelly, what you were saying, I just had that sense of like, This is something that no one in my family of origin had spoken to me about. And what's really been so beautiful as I work with people with vibrant speaking and being a vibrant host is really about being able to open up a whole new world of connections and build your inside team, your inside vibrant team in a way that you become more alive and your message becomes, it goes to another level. We have a wonderful method and a way of doing that. You know, like someone said to me yesterday, Ariel she said to me, she goes, you know, I'm really interested in putting this thing together called the Vibrant House. But she said, well, one of these I want in my life is I want people to really see me, and I want to see them, and I want to see them beyond the conditioning. And I said, well, that's part of vibrant matchmaking. And I started to see how once you get a sense in your life, there's vibrancy, and sometimes you can't explain it, but you could sense it, cultivate it, and, you know, it's sort of like this this other energy or quality. And that was the first time I spoke to you, Nate. I kind of felt like you were someone that was listening at that level. The same thing with Ariel. So we, as we open this network and we invite people, you know, whether you're a chef, whether you're, we have an Integrity and Real Food Award, that you really want to not just have that talk on your own, but you want to be around other people that are really wanting to speak from that vibrant sense, to also come to our Vibrant Living events. And by the way, just working with you and Ariel has already been, it's already opened me to another level. I feel like I have a different body by breathing and getting a sense with you guys. And I just came off 5 days of hiking with a beloved Patty who came to visit. And I just realized that every day on the mountain, beginning every day with a, you know, every day we begin the day with a, some kind of amazing, amazing concoction. You know, Patty went on click. She picked plantain. I never put plantain in a shake before. So my old conditioning was, I could maybe die from the plantain. And the fear of the plantain lasted for like maybe 2 or 3 days. And it was like, there's another level where I started to receive it. I started to realize, wow. Like my parents, you know, in my household, my parents are kind of like, well, the doctor's like God. And to be, have this experience like nature's God, I could actually go to a place and get plantain. Well, and Ariel, I want to introduce you to Nate. I told you about Nate. And Ariel came in about 6 months ago, probably more now. I feel like I've known Ariel forever. We call him Ariel Bonberg, because he's the undercover wisdom agent for Vibrant Living in the New York marketplace, and the producer. So, it's been such a, it's just a wonderful thing. I mean, I guess both of you appreciate that the day opens and there's this quality of life where there's vital rhythmic pulsations. And when you start to engage people and speak to them from that place, they really become different. They breathe different. Ideas occur to them, surprises them. And it's kind of like you go beyond competing. And so that's what this network is about. So I want to invite everybody who would like to have this kind of platform and energize it and be around other vibrant speakers and vibrant entrepreneurs. And I knew today, by the way, Nate and Ariel, that you guys were going to bring this to another level with your questions and vision. I'd love to get your Ariel, say something too, because you always contribute massively. And Lisa, are you there yet? Lisa LaRose. Okay, Lisa's not there yet. I can feel her. Usually, can feel her energy when she comes in. She's my beloved producer, and I've worked with Lisa probably 18 years now. So, okay, Nana, I mentioned Ariel, but since Ariel didn't say anything, I want to go back to you. I want to go back to us. There's only like one us in the room.
I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I just wanted to say that it's a pleasure to meet you, Nate, and welcome to the Vibrant Living Network.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, Ariel.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't here last week to listen to meet you initially and to hear your story, about your story and your and the center that you run, and you know, and thank you, Glenn, for you know, the introduction, and you know, it's been a pleasure being here at Vibrant Living Network, helping to uplift you know the lives of many many different people. And I'm just looking forward to continuing that and learning more and meeting you, Nate, to hear more about you.
Absolutely. And it goes back to you as well. I definitely look forward to meeting you and learning more from you as well and vibrating things higher. Thank you, Glenn. I agree on a couple points that you made there. I think that without sounding too trite, when we go through this world, a lot of people have these masks on, right? This face that they want to show people that they expect from the world. And that kind of mask stops our real energy, our real aura from coming out. And we can kind of meet someone on that level where that mask comes off. We allow that true energy to come out and we really can see someone for who they are, you know, from everything you've went through. And we've had similar life experiences where we were able to just stop presenting ourselves in that masked off kind of way. We stop masquerading, so to say, Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we put that energy out there for other people to have wanted to do that for so long. And then all of a sudden they see someone doing it and they say, okay, wow, I can do this too. Right. And that opens up a dialogue that can unfold in so many different ways. And it's a true and honest dialogue that each person isn't scared to say what they truly mean. And that allows these really authentic things to unfold. And I think we've reached a point in this world, especially with the advent of technology. I myself am fascinated by technology, and funny enough, I work in technology to a degree. One of my side jobs, I help retreat mm-hmm. centers get set up with stable internet. But the technology has connected us in a way where things are so instant, and we expect gratification from our communication so much quicker that we kind of skip that point where we're truly connecting with somebody, because we're in this kind of swipe up and down, left and right, tap on the screen kind of nature. And I've been noticing, and it's a little scary to some degree, that we have this culture of people that are looking to impress. And if we look at YouTube and social media, it's about crafting this scripted dialogue, this scripted that trying to fit this mold of what they want other people to fall into, or what they have other people's expectations on. And when we can let go of that, when we can really have these true talks, it just unfolds so much. I think of TED Talks, right? Because we go back and we see that those are some really what people would call powerful speeches, but then we look at them and they're so scripted and choreography. They're really not that true. They're not those true conversations unfolding. So what I see this being is like the spiritual world of TED, where true vibrant communications unfold, and it comes through on another level where people are really truly able to speak what they speak and make an impact past what they even thought was possible.
Yeah, I love it. I'm just shaking my head. I love your language. I love the vision of that and the expression of that. And I want to acknowledge Ariel is our Instagram for. He's our Instagram host and developer, and I'm so happy about that. You know, it's funny. I've been turning people on to this. It's not just a book. It's a reference point, because I love what you're saying. I guess the yin and yang of technology. This book's called The Village Effect, and it's how face-to-face contact can make you healthier, happier, and smarter. And
right.
So when we kind of let go of the image of the thing or the appearance, we kind of go to this deeper level. I love that. The vibrancy appears to the extent that we're willing to move with the vibrancy and let the message go to another level, because we're in relationship. We can actually feel and sense each other's eyes, our souls, and that vibrant talks require this vibrant listening and engagement. And that's why I'm excited. If you want to be part of the Vibrant Speakers International, or and we're upcoming of Arma, you got to let me know you're there when we come back. Let me know you're there.
I'm here.
You're here. That's what I wanted to hear. You did that really well, by the way.
Thanks.
Your life's precious and joy. Stay with us for more vibrant living with you and your breath.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, and along with Nate Hughes, Menla. He's beyond just the marketing coordinator. He's a visionary. He's part of our Vibrant Living team. He's a vibrant traveler. He's going to the Dominican Republic. We're underwriting. We're helping you get there. We have a couple of camels in the stall for you, waiting for you to take that trip. And we have Ariel
camels.
Bondberg. Yeah, they're grass-fed camels, by the way. I wouldn't give you anything
less. Grass-fed thirsty camels.
Yeah. And they get massaged every day, and they do energy work.
They know where they're going without having to be told.
They're visionary camels. I want to do two restaurant reviews today, too. I want to have you guys salivate a little bit. So Armour Full has been a family member for like 25 years. Armour transformed her life. And I said to Armour today, because she runs these healing trips. She's on these trips to Florida. And I said to her, this is going to be like a powerful two-minute story. So I want you to come on and share this two-minute story. She's bringing in Brian Clement, who runs the Hippocrates Institute. So I said, two minutes you get to share with the audience. And then I'm going to do these restaurant reviews that are right around Armour. So when she puts the audio clip on her website, they could hear about Miss Saigon, and Pita Pockets, which is amazing. God, the food there was so yummy. All right, so this is going to transform all your school experiences, Armour, and change your vibrant communication, right? So welcome. I love you. Welcome. You've been a family member. I've hung out. I've gone to your raw food potlucks, and you're a dedicated inspirer and leader, and I'm going to open this up. You got your two-minute thing. Nate's deepening his listening. Ariel's standing up on his chair. Please, just go ahead and share.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for allowing me to share what's currently going on. So firstly, I'm hosting a health bazaar and lecture event, as you mentioned, on Saturday evening, September 15th. It's at the Eastworks building in East Hampton, Massachusetts. To buy tickets, Google Epigenetics at the Eventbrite website. The doors open at 4:45 p.m., including a few mini yoga meditation movement classes with a beautiful tongue drum healing music woven in. Simultaneously, there'll be local vendors, fresh green juice, wheatgrass shots, organic food and snacks, body work, healing sessions, and lots of amazing health-minded products. And we'll have a few testimonials from local people who have experienced this world-renowned institute that Brian Clement, the director, author, and lecturer, will speak about. Epigenetics, how your lifestyle shapes your destiny. So for me, epigenetics has a lot of science at its core. Between the cells, the DNA, and the genes, it's a complex topic, and when I did my own research to help me understand what this was all about, I came upon a great analogy that easily helps us to comprehend it, and I wanted to share that. So it's thinking about your life as a very long movie, and the cells would be the actors and actresses, essential units that make up the film. DNA would be the script, instructions for all the participants of the movie to perform their roles. And subsequently, the DNA sequence would be the words on the script and certain blocks of these words that instruct key actions or events to take place would be the genes. The concept of genetics would be like screenwriting Does that make sense? Do you follow that so far?
I'm in wonderment about all this.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, spell that. Spell
so
that
concept,
so that people. Okay, go ahead.
So the concept of epigenetics would be like directing, and the script can be the same, but the director chooses to eliminate or tweak certain scenes for better or worse. And, you know, can you imagine Steven Spielberg's finished product? It would be drastically different from a Woody Allen script, right? So personally, I love this analogy. And in the film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, there was a central metaphor introduced early in the novel by one of the characters, and that was of the machine and the machine-like combine that tries to make machines out of everything, including humans. So when we put ourselves in the box under the influence of the combine, we are allowing ourselves to be controlled, whether it be by the media, political entities, educational institutions, on and on. And when I look at genetics, for me, it's life in the box, no choice. When I look at epigenetics, I see choice, how you choose what your lifestyle will be, and that will create your destiny. So our guest speaker, Brian Clement, teaches us, despite the fact that proteins and sugars bond together and they create a really negative force that affects the genes, it can be changed as rapidly as it is created. If we apply affirmative thought, constructive diet, productive movement, pristine environment,
How people could be in, to find out. Is there a website for the event? That you gave it an email, I think, but give out a how to give us a,
yes.
How to spell that. Let's,
on
how
Facebook,
do people
epigenetics,
give out your number two?
ETI Genetics, right?
ETI Genetics. And give out your phone number.
Yeah. So part of the work that I believe we are here to accomplish and the work that I do at my daycare, called for child care, that I'm owner and director of, is to let go of our whoobies. I'm writing a short story book about whoobies, which are, for children, they're attachment items, like a blankie or a stuffed animal. For adults, not for hunting or home defense, firearms are whoobies for adults. They're using
them. I have a favorite ask, only because I got to do these. I need you to do these restaurant reviews, and I want you here. By the way, a magnificent 2 minutes. And when I finish these reviews, I'm going to do the reviews. And I can feel Ariel and Nate clapping, by the way. They loved your 2 minute presentation. I have chairs. Yeah, they were like, holy wow.
I have a half minute.
Oh, you're amazing. I love that you kept the minute going. That's so what do I say when I get pulled over by a policeman and the policeman says, hang tight? I always say, sit tight. I always say, no, can I sit loose? I don't want to be tight. All right. That was an in-between moment going past the script. All right, Miss Saigon. Miss Saigon is an authentic Vietnamese restaurant in Amherst, Massachusetts. All their dishes, their sauces are home-prepared, homemade. They're right there. I had the kimchi stir-fry. There's kimchi's made right there. It's delicious. I interacted with Miss L, the owner. And T, who was our waitress, went over each dish. There's gluten-free options. And we had a wonderful feast, including the homemade spring rolls. And there's a lot of vegetarian options and not. I think Patty reminded me to say that everything, it's homemade. It was delicious. The sauces were wonderful, and you can get them gluten-free. That's Saigon Restaurant, the authentic. I said authentic twice, actually. I'm getting an extra bonus point there. The Vietnamese restaurant in Amherst, Massachusetts, right in the center of town. And then we went to I love this place. It's called, it's simple name, Peter Pockets in Northampton. And everything that was so delicious. We had a mixed dish of things, including the hummus, which was very, very good. They had I want to say it's a fermented beet or turnip. It's a dry turnip. They had another thing, it was kind of a whipped egg white garlic dip. And I want to say about both restaurants, the spirit and the listening of the waiters. They were just so eager to kind of share the whole experience. So when you're in Northampton, you got a Peter Pocket, and in Amherst, you got the Miss Saigon. I had the meal was delicious because I had it with Patty, who was, you know, sort of like so in tune. You know, when you eat with someone who's really in tune with the food, the rhythm, and the true community. I'm not going to say something else. Okay, Armin, you're doing great. You clocked yourself at a minute and a half. You're saying you actually listened. You're wow. You're amazing. I love it. You did that.
Time.
I know. That's you're correct. And so, what time do we got right now? We got 120. We got 127 or something. In that ballpark. You have more time, correct? And I know that Nate, because of the technology background, probably has you on a super second clock, so he could also help us as a backup here.
We got
here.
Down a nanosecond, down to the nanosecond.
Okay, Nate, what's the situation? How many seconds does Arma go? I don't know. I need you to help me, back me up here.
She's got a couple more seconds left there, about 30, and with some nanoseconds to tag on the special punch, right?
Thank you. And I wanted to say that, and we're going to get into this, Nate has developed a unique chocolate bar with that raw honey that we're going to get into, because he shared a story about this morning. It was so moving. All right, 30 seconds. Here you go. And give out your phone number, too, because I know some people want to say hello to you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay to you.
So the Whoopi I mentioned is the emotional attachment item. And we start out becoming attached to these material items as a young child, and then we kind of morph into sugary foods, food in general, overeating, recreational drugs, on and on and on. And how about if we start getting away from these security items and attachments and feel the deep feeling and allow the deep healing? And similar to the name of a book authored by Angie Roman, a brilliant psychotherapist at the Health Institute, he holds a healing circle every Thursday morning and individually meets with the guests. And this leads to my next project, which is hosting this amazing group trip to the Institute, 3-week life transformation in West Palm Beach, with the speaker, Brian Clement, who's speaking on epigenetics. He and his wife run this amazing, magical journey for everyone to completely heal. And I see people there all the time with stage 4 cancers, tumors shrinking, people in wheelchairs, hunched over, getting upright and walking out. Complete transformation. And yes, it happens in 3 weeks without a doubt. So I offer anyone listening out there a complimentary consultation regarding this winter retreat. My contact info is Fuller@gmail.com. My phone number, 413-548-9841. I would love to hear from you, and I'd be honored to sit with you poolside at Hippocrates for the 3-week trip. It starts on Sunday, January 26th. See you there.
Wow, I love it. All right. I wanna just say that in a moment we're gonna have Dr. Teshna. She's one of our speakers. And we're helping Dr. Teshna innovate and bring this wonderful message, which is on removing the belief system from the body. Hold on 1 second, Arma. I have something to say in relation to what you just said. So we're going to talk about how to remove belief systems from your body. Imagine that a lot of your life, your belief systems run you. They're kind of like, you're not aware of these diseases, which are these hidden belief systems. So we're going to get into that with Dr. Teshna. And also how to stop your divorce now. You know, a lot of people divorce and divide. They don't even know why. Right? They get activated and they think they need to leave. We're going to talk about rediscovering the love that's there and deepening the love in your marriage in a moment with Dr. Teshna. So I want to put a plug for conscious attachment, being a matchmaker, vibrant matchmaker. Conscious attachment is where you become aware that you're willing to give your soul, your being, and your body and your awareness to this other person. So when we detach, and I love what you're saying, Amber, that we get attached to things. These are an example that drain our adrenals and give up our life energy. But the under end of the scale, conscious attachment is when we're aware and we become awakened that something happens in relationship that allows us to use this attachment in a very healthy, wondrous way. By the way, that's called the new attachment theory. The other thing I wanted to comment on, which you alluded with the epigenetics, is that, we get addicted to the death virus. But, so the unconscious death urge, it's kind of messages like, well, life is too much of a struggle. It's a pain in the neck. And we kind of live from this, right? We live. And so the death urge or the experience of scaring ourselves on an hourly basis and creating cortisol it basically makes the chemistry of illness, or you could say held back life, right? So the idea is to regenerate that through breathing and becoming very moved by your vibrant relationship, by the people that move you, and by your message and your relational message. I just wanted to say that. And Armor, I love you. I'm glad you came on and
thank
did
you.
This. I think, yeah, that was incredible. Thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You, thank you.
It's an honor.
All right, here we
take good care.
You can hug the audience if you want. Go ahead. Give them a quick hug.
Okay.
Okay. She's a good hugger.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Alma. All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Be well.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Be well. So last week, and I encourage you to listen to last week's show with Nate here, Nate Hughes, Vibrant Living, Infinite Collaborator, Vibrant Living team member, and Ariel, he's our producer. Instagram. I'm so excited about the Instagram because I want to reach more people. And, you know, so everything, you know, the other level of what we're up to is this thing called the Vibrant Living Challenge. So everyone who's a speaker or who works with us is part of the Vibrant Living Challenge. So it's based on the idea that it takes 3 months of listening and having we all live in the same question, which what's possible beyond possible. And then you get assigned a Vibrant Living partner. And the idea is that from this way of seeing, you begin to invoke and bring forward a new message together. All right, let me check if Dr. Teshin is there. I could do this. I could muscle test myself, but I'll just ask. Are you there, Dr. Teshin?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to introduce you to Nate Hughes. He's the incredible human being that's part of the Vibrant Living team and also the main coordinator, the coordinator at Menlo. Beautiful Menlo. Site of consciousness and healing and conferences that transform people's lives. And Nate's been excited to connect with you since last week. And you're on our segment that has, I say this segment's like a speaker's bureau because our mission here is to bring your message to another whole level. And what I said to Nate and Ariel about you is you help people remove the beliefs that are in people's bodies. Because a lot of times people don't realize the beliefs kind of settle into their bodies. So you're a chiropractor, but you stretch way beyond chiropractic when your own life, you know, sort of came apart with your own divorce. And also, I think beyond the divorce, you came alive and aware of things that were running you that you weren't aware of before. And so when I met you, I was driving almost 6 hours a week to see you because I was in the middle of a relational tsunami. And I realized then, and I realized more than ever, that until we remove heartbreak from our lives, it's hard to really be vibrantly alive because the heartbreak, you know, it just takes a lot of our energy. So driving those 6 hours, sometimes in the snowy conditions, I knew someday that it would circle around and we would bring another whole level of work together with couples and people that were on the verge of divorce and relational tsunamis that oftentimes they don't even know why it's happening to them. It's sort of driving them, but they don't know why. And the whole world seems to think of, I don't know, they seem to think of divorce as like a Big Mac of a relationship. It seems there's no real inquiry into it. Right? So I want to get, Ariel, what are you curious about today? So we got back to Tesha. We're starting this new program. It's going to be national. Nate's sitting there. Nate, I want to put a one-of-a-kind program, Menlo, with Tesha, Dr. Tesha. So I want to get your comment, Nate. Ariel, first. What's catching you? So imagine these beliefs that are in our bodies. Like no one ever said to you, hey, what's going on in your body right now? What's the belief? What's the thing that's running you? When you go to Tesha's, you can actually discover that and have it released. And and for couples, it's a huge deal. What's bubbling for you, Ariel? What are you curious about? Because we have Dr. Tesha, because I want to bring this message so alive and have people travel all around the world to experience this. And when I put together the Vibrant Matchmaking, I realized this is what people are very dissatisfied a lot of times in relationship, but they have no idea why. Like what's moving, what's sort of driving them, what they're not conscious of.
I think what it comes down to on a practical level is that a lot of people aren't looking for what they need. They're rather looking for what they want. And I think to gain a true, long-lasting, and fulfilling relationship and a healthy, loving relationship, when a person is searching for their better half, you know, the key is to really look for, you know, what do they need? What are they looking for in their spouse? You know, what type of person they want to live with and grow older for the rest of their life? What kind of love they want to grow and attain?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We're going to continue with Dr. Tesha, Ariel Bonberg, Nate Hughes, Infinite Collaboration, Vibrant Living team member. To give each other our passionate needs, to give each other our passionate needs is the beginning and the full experience of a loving relationship. Stay with us, with Dr. Tesha and you. Your life precious. Enjoy it.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To be able to listen and bring to your life a new vibrant message, to come alive to your cells and your body and be able to share that wonder is really what it means to be alive, and also to be what I call a vibrant speaker. We have a vibrant speaker and seminar leader and innovator, Dr. Tesha. So, Nate, since you design and bring people all around the world from Menla, I wanted you, because I know you seem very enthusiastic about the idea and experience of releasing your beliefs from your body, I wanted you to open up the conversation with Dr. Tesha, because you're brilliant, so please.
I'm just a life learner, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on. It's actually, I guess, things align the way they're supposed to. Once again, I went through some relationship turmoil in my life over the last year, and I came to find out through my own meditational practice that I was holding things in my body that I didn't even realize that were there, that were unconsciously affecting the way I held the relationship, the way I responded to the relationship. So I'd like to hear more about how you're releasing it, but I'll quickly state that, you know, through my own meditational practice, I was able to touch what I was calling myself, this primal infinite sorrow that we all tend to hold. It's this sorrow that the universe is constantly expanding and taking things away from us, something that we can all touch if we're really conscious of. And if we don't come to terms with that and how we've held parts of that in our body before we recognize what it really is, going back to our earliest breakups and how those manifested, maybe even earlier than that, maybe how our parents had responded in their relationships, or maybe we didn't even have parents who had a relationship. We tend to store that in the body in different places as emotions, as, you know, neuroplasticity tends to hold that there and we don't realize it. So if we're not conscious of the body through meditational practice, we can't really let it go. And I used to think, right, we always get ahead of ourselves. We always think we're so much further ahead than we really are. And I thought, like, oh, well, great, I've been meditating for many years. I've got this relationship thing down. And, well, lo and behold, I found myself in a relationship problem. And it's because I hadn't gone deep enough into myself. I hadn't really touched these things that were really hard to find, that were really unconscious. Yeah. And, you know, things like betrayal that I hadn't settled in myself. Things like, you know, old resentments that might still be coming up from other relationships.
Yeah.
And it was a really powerful, sad, heavy month of moving through it. And it aligned with the astrology and the moon. And so I think it's not just one thing, right? There's powers in the universe that can help pull it out too.
Yes.
And if we align with those, we can do it. But I'm curious, Dr. Tesha, how do you go about doing that? How do you go about detecting where they are in the body, and how do you release that?
Well, from what I've observed and
and found on the people that I've been working with for 3 decades now, I found that basically we are like little tape recorders from conception until about 10, and everything that happens to us just becomes recorded in part of our blueprint or part of our belief system. And then we are going back the rest of our life reproducing these same blueprints, these same belief systems. And so when you find yourself in trouble in your relationship, if you really look at it, you'll see that it's a similar trouble that you had observed your parents go through, or your parents going through with you or with each other. And sometimes it even comes from in the womb, and that's a whole different concept that's called the vanishing twin syndrome. And that creates a pattern of abandonment, because the first time that somebody is close to someone in the womb with a twin, and if the twin doesn't make it, then it becomes a pattern of believing that love and life mean being abandoned. And a lot of people don't realize they have that. It's basically one of 8 women get more than one embryo at first, but only 1 out of 77 comes out as a life twin at the end. That leaves a lot of vanishing twin survivors, and I found that when people have these kinds of patterns of feeling like they have to be a doormat, because if they don't acquiesce to everything, the people are going to leave them, or if people are like saviors, they have to save everybody, they usually had a vanishing twin. So most of us in the healing profession had one. I had 2. So it's just like, it's so, and you're not even aware of it. You can't even do anything about it, because this is all pre-conscious. But then the stuff that starts from birth onward, you know, even if you do remember it, people are still stuck with it because they just reproduce it without even having to think about it. And I also found that there's love blueprints, but there's also marriage blueprints that only start when people get married. In other words, everybody's heard of people who've been living together for 10 years, no problem, but then they get married and everything's wrong. And what happened is their marriage blueprint kicked in, and that changes everything. It's a whole different set of beliefs, a whole different set of expectations that occur when people get married. And then there's parenting blueprints that only kick in once you have a child. And all these different things can create issues with people, especially when they're not even aware that that's what they're running. So in my work, what I do is I muscle test people using semantic testing to find out what they're congruent with, what their belief system is in terms of congruency. And then whatever they're not congruent with that they would like to be congruent with, I do a technique that's called neuroemotional technique. And I help people reverse that so that they can become congruent with the beliefs that they want to become congruent with. I also teach workshops in which I teach people a different technique. It uses muscle testing also, but it also uses a form of meridian tapping sequence that will also do the same thing, so that I can actually teach it to lay people so they can work on themselves or on their loved ones and start to change and shift these beliefs so that it doesn't keep creating issues. And when Glenn was talking about in the beginning about stop your divorce now type of idea, is I've helped people avert that type of thing, because if the persons are willing to get worked on, or at least work on themselves or learn the techniques, then you can check each of the person for the beliefs, and they always match. In other words, the woman is complaining that her husband is abusing her. If I test her for I can let go of the belief that love and life mean sacrifice, she's going to go weak on that, because her belief system is that love and life means being criticized. And then if I test him, I will test him with I can let go of the belief that love and life means being critical. And sure enough, he goes weak on that, because he believes that the way he shows his love is by being critical. So it's amazing. But if there are on, then not wanting to get divorced because they can't stand it consciously, but subconsciously, that's what brought them together. And my work is to bring that up to consciousness, that it's even there, and then clear that so it's no longer there. And then I replace it with a belief that says love and life mean being accepted as I am, or love and life mean accepting the person I love as they are. And you change both people, and then lo and behold, there's not so much criticism going on. And the funny thing is that if somebody believes that love and life means being criticized, then they'll even talk and act in ways that they know will get them criticized, because they need that love.
Yeah.
So that's very powerful work. When you start to do that and do the techniques to help to clear it out of the body, then the person becomes congruent with what they actually want instead of what they don't want, instead of what they've been programmed with since conception. So that's basically what I do. And I have a website, drteshna.com. It's T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, .com. DrTeshna.com, and I have my workshop scheduled there. The next one is going to be in November 17, 18, and it's going to be in Hillsdale, New York. And I hope to see you, some of you there.
Me and Nate will be the troublemakers in the back of the room.
You know it. Pressing questions.
You know, I have something, and Nate, I want to ask you and Ariel. So I have this belief that no matter what would happen to my marriage, it would always work out. Like, I always felt that no matter what would happen. So at one point, Don got really bad Lyme disease. And the doctors were totally stumped. Actually, I took Donna barefoot hiking at the Omega Institute. And about a month later, she got these symptoms I'd never seen before. And the doctors, they had no answer. But I knew in my heart, there was an alchemy that something would happen. And sure enough, I found people all around the country, and we developed, they wanted to do a spinal tap, her face was frozen. And it was a tsunami. I never was around someone, and it made me realize how much I loved her. I did it, by the way, if you guys want to hear, I did a tape or a video called Her Beautiful Face, where I share how to really see past the illusion of illness in your partner and really bring forward deep health. And her beautiful face. So what happens is, we go through this whole thing with Lyme disease, and I realize how much I love her. But we had this one thing in our relationship, was kind of how we shared our work, and that was always sort of an issue. How we partner, how I experienced being cherished, and that was kind of like, this is before I met Tesha. And so I thought to myself, after she came back and her face, you know, was moving, I thought, well, we went through this beginning, what I call a relationship tsunami. And I'd been around a lot of people, and it seemed like people would say to me, they tried marriage therapy, they tried this. And I saw a lot of people just break up without any consciousness of why. And so I had this deep faith that this was going to deepen our relationship. And by the way, I'm making a film on this called The Announcement, which is the story of this couple that comes together again after 7 years of being separated. And so I found it to be very rare, like even the most spiritual awake people seem to like sort of endorse this idea of divorce, even though I met so many people that said, well, if I could do this in any which way, I wouldn't divorce. So almost to me, this idea of new life together in this new union. But I guess when I was just thinking about Tesha and hearing Nate share a little bit about his relationship, yeah, when I was going through the tsunami, I realized I had devoted my soul and my being to Donna at such a deep level. It took me a year and a half to just even get a sense of like how this was impacting me at multiple levels. So when I heard about, you know, the vanishing, the phantom twin syndrome, and it was like you were one of the few people that was even kind of addressing that. And then hearing you say that you could clear this out, because I realized another thing, I was in my backyard one day listening to Ashley Montague, anthropologist out of Princeton, who wrote a book on the healing power of touch. He was just brilliant. And he said, now think about this. This is very different than what Tina Turner said. He said that love heals broken bones. And I remember hearing that thinking like, wow, that's something people we could experience together. It's not all these other toxic things that people, you know, talk about. So I guess what it was is when it seemed like that this wasn't going to happen, like there was this recognition of like, wow, this the deepest love ever is in this deep bond. And I realized, by the way, just so you guys know, it's only been in the last 4 years that Dr. Sue Johnston has scientifically shown what she calls the new attachment theory, which means
you could deepen your love and relationship. So most of us have been operating the last 100 years on the idea that once you have a wounded attachment, that's it. That's why this seminar on stopping your divorce now, and I'm excited to bring this together, Nate, with you, and have all these wonderful spiritual people who have great spiritual unions, but they feel they have to divorce. Well, imagine if they don't have to. They could dissolve the belief in their bodies and have the kind of union and spiritual bond and wonder they sense is there, although they don't see any of the choice. So, Teshna, I think what you're offering people is very distinct and one of a kind. I'm honored that you're a Vibrant Living speaker. And I think, once again, I want to open it up to Ariel or Nate. And just I want to catch what you heard Teshna say and what's speaking to you guys about this.
Yeah, very, very powerful stuff. And I think that for a lot of us that are in touch with ourselves, we kind of hit on the head of that, right? And we see it there, but don't really know. And it's really powerful that we can go deeper and
know why. No, it's kind of sad, Doctor. I just want to say we're actually heading to the end of the hour. We got a 2-hour party here, and it's, unfortunately, the Major D's saying we got to give up the space right in this moment. Nate, deeply appreciate you. Thanks for being a Vibrant Living team member. Ariel, thank you. You're great. You like Teshna's enjoying. Teshna, we've only begun. We're going to have hundreds of people, thousands of people going through this so they can experience the deep love and wonder they sense at the beginning of their marriage and that they sense is there beyond the thought virus of divorce and division. Appreciate you guys. Your life's precious and joy. To be in touch, Vibrant. Glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. Glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. Your life is precious. Enjoy it. Thank you, Alma.